And a woman who assists at the birth of a
they call her a midwife.
Alright. And if a boy has facial features quite similar to his father, you might say the boy does what, his father?
He resembles his
okay.
father.
How about if he acts the same way his father does? You might say, well,
he's a chip off the old block.
Okay. Talking to a child, you might say, if you don't behave yourself, you're going to get a what?
Good whipping.
Okay. Now, are there any other degrees of punishment? Would it always be a whipping? Or might you use how about a spanking or a...
Good thrashing.
Or a thrashing or a frailing. Would you ever use those terms too?
Use all of them, but land it to the devil.
Okay. Now, talking about the word grow up, say we what? Slowly. We, most people, grow up,
attain maturity.
All right. But that boy over there, he seemed to what in a hurry? He grew in a hurry.
In a hurry to grow up?
Yeah. He did. You say he grew up in a hurry.
I'd say that he might do that.
Say what?
He grew up.
Okay. Before we knew it, he was all
mature.
Yeah, but we're using the form grow up, you'd say.
He's all grown.
Okay. Right. How about terms for an infant born out of wedlock?
Oh, they have some very bad terms. They call him a bastard or illegitimate.
Uh-huh. Any other terms that you can think of?
Woodfolk.
Okay.
Then it's unjust because there's no illegitimate child has ever been born. There's illegitimate fathers, illegitimate mothers.
Okay.
But the child's not innocent.
Sure.
Innocent.
Right.
They don't treat him right.
No, that's right. How about a child whose both of his parents are dead? You'd say that child is an
orphan.
And a person appointed by the court to protect
him. The guardian.
All right. And what do you call the members of your immediate family? You'd say those are your...
Kinfolk.
Okay. And if a would this include your immediate family as well as your extended family as well as
the whole tribe of you?
Okay. And if a person has no relation, say he's no what to her? He's no
relation.
Yeah.
They might say he wasn't any kin to him.
Okay. And a person who's born in another country, you might say he's a what?
Foreigner.
All right. Do you ever use that as just for a stranger?
I've heard it used. I don't use it.
All right.
He's a foreigner from New York.
Yeah.
A foreigner. A foreigner.
All right. The mother of Jesus, her name was?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife's name was?
Martha.
And the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nanny.
And the first book of the New Testament is
Matthew,
right? And we're talking about a woman named Cooper or Cooper, not Mister, but his wife. She's what? This man Cooper, or Cooper's wife, not be Mister Cooper, but
I don't remember that man.
All right. Well, let's just say. If that's Mr. Cooper, his wife is...
Oh, Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. You have a name for a part-time or unqualified preacher? Not really an ordained